Ryan called the news of her passing jarring and said Slaughter was a giant in the people's house.
Fox's Mike Emanuel. Slaughter was 88 years old. Fox News, we report, you decide.
No other vehicle quite matches the safety and confidence of the 2018 Mercedes-Benz GLE, so we're comparing it to a quarterback. A quarterback's offensive line protects him from every angle. The GLE has radar systems and ultrasonic sensors for complete coverage. A quarterback can get penalized for delaying the game. If you delay, you'll miss this great offer. Lease the 2018 GLE 350, a 2018 IHS top safety pick, for $599 a month for 36 months with $5,295 due at signing. Mercedes-Benz. The best or nothing.
Monthly lease payment is available only to qualified customers exclusively through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services at participating dealers through April 2nd, 2018. Some equipment described as optional. See operator's manual for additional information and warnings. IIHS top safety pick awarded to vehicle with optional LED headlamps and optional front crash prevention. Call 1-800-344-8736 for details about costs and terms.
Visit Jack Ingram Motors at 217 Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery or shop online at jackingrammercedes.com. It's time to love what you drive.
Mr. Sandman. This is David from Mr. Sandman, and our moving sale is winding down, so hurry for our amazing discounts on fabulous mattresses, beds, headboards, power lift chairs, and adjustable bases. By the end of the month, we should be moving back to our permanent showrooms, and these true discount prices will be gone. We have hundreds of factory-fresh mattresses and beds discounted, as well as every floor sample in our temporary location. My Millbrook location is also selling off many floor samples at crazy low prices. Memory foam, latex, hybrids, and plain old mattresses must go fast. All normal sizes, including many twin long mattresses. Please, when you visit us and find something you like, buy it or it will be gone. I really don't want to move this stuff, so I'm begging you to come get a great deal on mattresses, beds, headboards, pillows, and adjustable bases and make this old man's life a whole lot simpler. We're on the Atlanta Highway inside the bypass across from Faulkner and on Highway 14 in Millbrook next to the Citgo. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
Thank you for voting Hometown Lenders the Reader's Choice Best Mortgage Company in the River Region. To work with a proven winner, call 647-1900 or apply online at 647-1900.com. NMLS number 65084, Equal Housing Lender.
He learned to pitch in your backyard. Now his team's coming over to celebrate their high school championship. So you need to patch those bare spots fast. Pennington One Step Complete has a revolutionary formula that repairs bare spots in only 2 weeks or less. Pennington's been trusted since 1945, and now it works even faster. One Step Complete from Pennington. Honest green. Get your lawn ready for any occasion. Head to your local retailer to pick up One Step Complete.
If you do-it-yourselfers are looking for the right tool for the job, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts Power Torque Tools DIY Day Sale. You'll find a wide selection of Power Torque Tools on sale now and guaranteed for life. Power Torque Tools DIY Day Sale going on now at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limit supply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
HGTV's Eric Stromer.
Hey, everybody, this is Eric Stromer, and I want you to make sure to listen to House Does with Dale. That's my boy down there in Alabama, and if you don't listen, I'm going to get real, real mad at y'all.
You never know who Dale will talk to unless you listen.
Make sure you tune in each and every week, or I'm going to come after all of you with a 2x4.
1, 2, 3, strike, you're out.
House Studs with Bobby T and Dale Johnson. Saturday mornings at 10 on News Talk 93.1 WACV, the voice of Montgomery.
Hey, Lynn, got any plans tonight?
Yep, treating myself to a free meal thanks to Wind Creek Rewards.
How about this weekend?
Oh, I'll be enjoying my free hotel room, also thanks to Wind Creek Rewards.
Okay, how about next month?
Well, I'm taking a free trip to Aruba, thanks to...
I know, Wind Creek Rewards. I get the picture.
No, wait, it's not you, it's just...
Wind Creek Rewards, the games you love and the rewards you want. Sign up today at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel and find your winning moment.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by AFS Foundation and Waterproofing Specialists. For a free quote, call 1-800-577-2058. AFS Foundation and Waterproofing Specialists. They support everything you love.
Rich Thomas Weather. Hi, everybody. We're looking at a much warmer weekend forecast, but showers and thunderstorms will be around from time to time. That's the trade-off. For tonight and Saturday, the risk of showers and thunderstorms around from time to time. Overnight low in the upper 50s, high on Saturday up to about 77. More scattered showers and thunderstorms at times Saturday night into Sunday, mid-70s on Sunday. I think the rain chances are even a little higher on Sunday night into Monday. Showers and thunderstorms, a couple of those storms could be on the strong side. We'll be watching. Our weather app will keep you up to date on any weather changes over the weekend, plus hourly forecast, 10-day forecast, and interactive radar. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. It has instant notifications for severe weather alerts. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hold on to your butt.
I'm, of course, surprised that a story had such an immediate and profound effect upon radio listeners.
Hooey pleases the boobs a great deal more than sense.
Woe is us! We're in a lot of trouble!
In politics, man must learn to rise above principle.
What the hell are we doing here?
We are behaving the way a superpower ought to behave.
Well, our behavior has produced some crappy results.
What we're witnessing now is the failure of the state. It is a death struggle for our republic.
Giving voice to liberty in our time.
Joey Clark.
Welcome to it. Hey, you.
Hey, you.
Do you remember me?
Remember me?
I'm not going to do that the whole damn song. You're listening to the Joey Clark Radio Hour. Alongside me this evening, Seth Spotlow.
Hey,
and Brandon. God,
hey, what's going on?
Gift Ross. How are you two?
I'm all right. How about you, man? Hanging in there.
You're hanging in there. Brandon, you don't know this, and I don't know how much you want to talk about it, Seth, so if you don't want to, we don't have to.
Whatever you want to, man.
But you had a loss in your family. You told me it's essentially a father figure to you.
Yeah, it was my grandpa. He passed Monday night.
I'm so sorry, man.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to do that, too, man.
Man, it happens. He's in a better place. You know, I have positive outlooks on it. At least I try to. I mean, I've never really had a family member. You know, because I have a small family,
right.
Five, six folks, and I never really had like a dad, you know, and my grandpa showed me how to be a dude, you know, they'd send me off to him for about 3 weeks out of the year,
yeah.
And then he taught me how to work and manners. Oh man, if you had your elbows on the table when you were eating, he would poke you in the hand with a fork. Oh man, yes sir, yes ma'am. I mean, I know how to talk to police.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
I mean, that's like I was at work one day and he called, and man, I answered him, yes sir, and my boss walked by and said, are you talking to the cops? No, it's my grandfather. Like, I'm terrified of him.
Always, know? Yes, sir.
Oh, always.
No, sir.
Yes, sir. No, but, sir. Yes, ma'am. No, ma'am.
But you have to think, though, you know, a lot of those lessons you look back on like, oh, man, he's been so hard. But now you look at him like, wow.
Yeah, I'm so thankful. If it wasn't for him, I wouldn't be who I am. And, I mean, my stories from back in the day when I was growing up kind of suck, kind of depressing, but I love him. I'm happy for him because if it wasn't for that crap, I wouldn't be who I am right now.
Right.
And I wouldn't wish that on anybody else, but it made me tough.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So,
Well, hang in there, man. And I know there'll be, your mind will play tricks on you.
Yeah.
It will. Like, I had one moment, I was down at the beach after my mom passed, and I was, I had this thought of like, oh, when I get my home, my mom's gonna, and I went, oh no, she's not at home. Like, your mind will play tricks on you. But, you know, if you give it time, like, good memories will keep coming back, and as you said, because of the influence, he's still here. I mean,
oh, of course, you're gonna catch yourself saying something to somebody younger, and you're gonna just stop yourself like, oh my God, I sound like him right now.
And
exactly.
The other day, or the day after, I won some tickets, you know, and
yeah.
that was totally him.
You won some tickets?
Yeah, I won some tickets.
Which tickets were those again? Oh yeah, okay, yeah, all right, yeah.
Yeah.
You won a parking ticket. Congratulations.
Oh, man. Oh, it's great. It's right next to that seatbelt ticket.
Right. And the speeding ticket.
No,
doing 90 and a 45.
I don't speed. I drive like grandma. I just have a thing against the seatbelts. When it's your time, it's your time, and my seatbelt's not going
to
stop.
You just like to live dangerously?
Man, you know it. And now I got that white Impala. I look like grandma. And
wait a minute. What was that movie with Matthew McConaughey? It was him and Michael Douglas, and he Ghost of Girlfriends Past.
Oh my!
Oh yeah!
Why do you know that movie?
I didn't see that one coming. It was so funny. He was up there like, "You keep talking about these seatbelts. That's sissy talk." But he's doing 100 all the way down the street.
Right. Oh, it's like seatbelts. I mean, the laws against seatbelts are just, they're so absurd to me. It's like the overreach of, we're going to protect you from yourself. Now the argument is, well, but then we're going to have to pay for you in the hospital.
Well, like, well, have you looked at the cost of insurance across the board here?
Right.
I mean, we pretty much pay for insurance ourselves, pretty much, but at the same time, the insurance companies are making bank.
Oh, they're making a lot of money.
Especially summertime here?
Well, it's required. See, here's the thing in Bama. It's now required to have insurance, but you don't have any sort of car check. I mean, you get some of these terrible rundown cars on the road.
Well, but at the same time, I can tell you where I'm from in Michigan, it's required to have insurance, but see, it's a totally different thing. You're talking about paying $400 a month for no fault on a 95 Grand Am. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Now, if the insurance costs were the same here, they would be in trouble. Yeah. Like, nobody on the road would have insurance.
Right. Not going to buy it.
You know what I'm saying? But they're
risk it.
Yeah, they're working on that. But you're talking like, okay, y'all have good prices for insurance. It's just, you have a very, very, very high accident rate here.
Yeah. Oh, it's that's why I stay at home.
Exactly. Especially during the summertime, I'd rather just stay in my apartment in the AC, away from everybody.
Do you think the weather affects behavior? Like, not just, heat. Oh, you stay inside, you put on different clothes, but, like, you think the heat brings out more anger in people or more foolishness or...
Does it to you? I know when I'm sweaty and hot, I'm a little pissy.
Well, you know what? I'm going to say this. It depends. Number one, you know, even though I'm stuck in traffic, do I have AC in my car?
Mm.
Does said AC work?
Mm.
Do I have enough gas in my car to run the AC?
We're saying no on the AC, but yes on the gas.
Oh.
So.
Okay, so I don't have any AC. Oh, yeah.
No AC, windows down, but full tank of gas.
Oh, yeah. I'm definitely angry.
Yeah,
I'm angry at the world right now.
I'm shirtless.
Really?
I'm always shirtless.
You just take off the shirt?
Yeah, I lose my shirt all the time. And I'll be taking my shirt off.
You got a hairy chest?
Yeah, I'm fuzzy.
No wonder the ladies love you.
Hey, it's the voices, man.
The voices?
Yeah, I'm talking about you too.
The voices in your head?
Us, not them.
Your voice, my voice, yes. Plural voices.
Voices.
Okay, when you said the voices, I'm like, wait, do you have other voices you use with other people?
Why do you automatically assume I'm crazy?
Because I know you.
I know it's easy, but I'm not, man.
I mean, you no longer say crazy anymore. You just say eccentric.
Yes.
He has an eccentric personality.
I have a different point of view.
Than most people.
Yes, than anybody.
See, but you're right. Here's why I have so much trouble with women. I haven't been using my natural voice.
Let's talk about cheese.
Cheese? Yeah, let's talk about cheese. That's a great first date topic.
Oh, yeah.
Shout out to Christy.
You can talk about cheese. You can talk about anything.
Shout out to her.
It's been a good week of shows. It's been a good week. And, you know, we have a lot of fun here. We're going to continue to have fun tonight. But a little preview of next week, Baron Coleman, Jack Campbell on Monday.
Whoa.
But then I'm really excited. It's going to be a serious show on Tuesday with Dr. Dawn Murphy from the Air War College over at Maxwell. Talking about China. She's an expert on the Far East, on China in particular. And so try to give the perspective of what's going on in China with President Xi no longer having term limits and what he calls like the century of humiliation and how they propagandize essentially the Chinese population. It should be an interesting show. But we should watch out for China.
Really? Really?
Yeah.
North Korea just shot off 10 missiles and we're just whistling.
I mean, I'm talking
We're just whistling Dixie. Like,
I'm talking about long term. North Korea is a problem and they have nukes. That should be a concern. Definitely a concern. But China is about to have the world's largest economy. If they are able to build infrastructure all throughout the Asian continent, which actually that was the most disturbing thing I read in Putin's State of the Nation, where he said Kazakhstan and China have finished their road projects. We need to finish up our end of the deal with these guys, because there's an old British geopolitical theorist who said if you connect Asia
with infrastructure and with commercial development, and you start to push out into the oceans, into the near broad seas, as China's trying to do. They're slowly pushing out the U.S. Navy. You will have what he called the world island, and it will probably be, just from resources, manpower, the greatest empire ever known.
Well, you have to look at this, too. We as Americans fund a lot of that because, I mean, look at most of your products. They're shipped from overseas.
Oh, sure.
And they're made overseas. Even a lot of our car parts that are so-and-so, quote-unquote, American car parts.
Right.
Look at the stickers on them a lot of times. Look at the engraving on them. Yeah. Made in China. Made in Thailand. None of it is made here in America anymore. And that's where I think a lot of America's power has went.
I think so to a degree, but I'm a true, and it's not popular these days, I'm a true believer in free trade, actual free trade, not the agreements we've entered into, which is managed trade. But I like the idea of, what I'm trying to avoid is what one guy, a scholar named Graham Allison, calls the Thucydides trap. Gets the name from Thucydides and ancient Greece, where the Peloponnesian War between Athens and Sparta. And what happened is Sparta is this established power, and Athens rises, or it's the other way around. Long week. But essentially, when an established power is met by a rising power, most times in history, it ends up in war, for whatever reason. A few times in history has not ended that way. For instance, the Cold War, there was no overt war. It was an amazing thing that there wasn't.
A standoff. It basically was a standoff.
But the worry with a rising China, China's very much acting like the United States acted around the turn of the 20th century.
Well, you have to think, at the turn of the 20th century, we had automotive production. We had a lot of things going for us.
It was the start of that, yeah.
And then on top of that, we made a lot of our goods here and shipped them overseas, which is what they're doing now for us. Because if you look at it, the United States is the world's number one consumer, because we have just about everything we use, eat on, and use every day shipped in.
Well, I think intertwining with China and with the rest of the world is the best way to probably avoid war, rather than closing off free flow of trade and goods. Because what happens is, when you buy a lot of that stuff from abroad, that money comes back and they reinvest in the country. This happened with the Japanese. A lot. You don't agree?
Well, I've seen, you know, a lot of that money, before it even makes it back to the United States one time, it's cycled their economy three or four times through other means.
Yeah. Well, they're also creating money and propping up businesses with issuance of credit. This is why I'm going to have Dr. Don Murphy in. She can get into it in a real detailed way, and more the cultural perspective of China. I'm just worried that I don't want to die in a war. I'd like to die. Well, I was about to say I can't say how I would like to die.
Like most men, but I'm just gonna put it to you like this. You need, like I said, like I always say, U.S. history. Look at America's history. You're probably more likely to die in some conflict than,
unfortunately,
of natural causes, and that's just our country's history.
And that is not the history of the world, especially big countries.
Pretty
much the history of the world. It's sad, and that's what's remarkable. Like, the history of the world is mostly a small group exploiting the larger group. That's most of human history.
That's terrible, man.
Well, yeah, yes and no, because if you didn't, like I said, you can't have Superman without Lex Luthor.
Mm.
Every great hero needs a villain.
Good and bad.
Exactly. And America's always been, the quote-unquote hero of the world, and they always need the bad guy to fight, whether it be Germany, Russia.
Always somebody.
It's always somebody.
Now you're starting to sound like George Orwell. Is this new Cold War with Russia just propaganda and the new hate week? It's the new people we need to hate.
No. Exactly. That's what it is.
Fear
tactic.
Yeah.
Especially because of what happened in Florida, it's the new fear tactic. Because everybody down here is scared that the government's going to come in and take the guns,
right,
which they've been scared of that since the Civil War ended. And it still hasn't happened yet.
It's not going to happen.
Exactly. but they're
in the backyard.
Yeah, but they're still scared that the government's going to take their guns, which is never going to happen.
Next to the golf can.
Yeah, they're just going to take the AR-15s and
crap like that. They'll get that.
Well, hey.
I doubt it. There are so many of those things around, and I don't think that's going to happen. They'll try. And even when you hear some Democrats talk about it, they don't.
What was crazy, the sister of Dylann Roof was arrested recently.
Really?
Because she put a post out saying that that she was going to, you know, shoot up something.
Ooh,
she just put out a post. She never intended to actually do it. She just was feeling herself
being
one day.
Provocative.
And just put out a post. And
yeah, we take that crap serious.
Police department, yeah, we need you to come with us.
Yeah.
And considering who's in your family, yeah, we need you to come with us. Yeah.
Now, I want to just hard shift, downshift here.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah. Seth, Brandon over here, for folks who can't see us in studio, is like, take it away, Seth. And Seth backed up and went, no!
No, thank you. I don't talk about stuff I don't know anything about, and that's why I'm listening Tuesday, so I can learn something.
But here's my question. Seth,
oh,
have you ever successfully set up a friend and been Mr. Matchmaker, make me a match?
A couple times. I've tried. Here lately, I tried to...
Can you find me a fine, catch me a catch?
Man, we got to hang out. I tried, dude.
But you've had recent success, it sounds like.
I like to think so.
Okay.
I tried. I helped. I pushed a little this way, pushed a little that way.
I helped a little, too.
Yeah, I think
it's like a good team here. Brandon, do you want to get on this?
Uh-huh.
We'll be like a matchmaking business.
I'm going to be honest. There are consequences when you play Hitch.
Ah, yes.
Yes, there are.
There are.
I'm losing my friend.
Yeah. You know,
already said too much.
No. I'm going to tell you this. Now, you're dealing with the good. Yeah, they're together and it's working. And the sucky part is, if it doesn't work out, now we have to divide up our friends.
Oh.
So whose side are you going to go to?
You're being way too analytical here. We have to hope it will always and forever work.
What are you talking about, man?
Sunshine and lollipops. Happy thoughts, Brandon.
This is not a Katherine Heigl movie. We live in the real world. It does not happen like that. Now,
I saw a Bill Maher segment, though, at Real Time with Bill Maher, where he was talking about the political climate of like Me Too and Time's Up. But he's saying the number one movie at the box office is literally a movie about BDSM and people like controlling one another. And
the world is kinky.
But yes, it is. And with the opioid crisis, when people were talking about pain centers, I was like, wait, is that some kinky nightclub or is that
okay? So I play D&D, Dungeons and Dragons, every other Sunday for 8 hours. Okay.
You still do this?
Yes, I do this every other Sunday.
Okay.
It's when I stopped drinking, I had to find sober things to do.
Right.
And that's one of them. Every other Sunday, it gives you something to do. And the guys that I play with are grown men, you know, between, I think, 25 and 45.
Have you checked? You sure you're not misgendering them?
Oh, they're dudes.
Yeah.
So, one of them decided to make a page on Facebook. Yeah, and man, and it started with this, you know, and boy, did it explode. Oh, it took 4 or 5 months, thousands, all over the world, and it started with two dudes I played D&D with.
Wait, is it a D&D page? Oh, it's a kinky page. Oh, my.
Yes.
It exploded indeed.
Oh, wow. It was crazy.
Oh, wow. It's not my cup of tea, but all right then.
I'm just saying.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you have to think. Exactly. The reason that the movie that we're talking about, 50 Shades Darker, was so successful because, I mean, everybody likes to see what people do if they were uninhibited. If they stop acting nice, stop saying the right things, and just got in a room and was like, hey, I want you, you want me, let's do this.
Right. Well,
and then brought out the whips and chains and chips and dips.
But also, I think it's women like that story because the guy is reformed slowly. Like, he's almost this robotic, domineering, or at least dominating person.
Basically, James Spader in Secretary.
Okay.
What I'm catching is both of y'all have seen this.
I've not seen the recent one.
I haven't seen the recent one, but my sister just, she swore by it. Like, she took off a day from watching her kids and had to go see that, and I'm like,
I'm
really?
Hearing excuses. I think you liked it.
No, I didn't see the second one. I seen the first one.
I haven't seen either one of them, but I live it.
very good point. It's Dungeons and Dragons you do every other Sunday?
Oh, yeah, that's Dungeons and Dragons. That's the other 6 days.
I say no cosplay or anything?
Hey, man, all she has to do is ask.
But I'm trying to think of rom-coms, and Brandon helped me out with this. Since you came out with, like, that Michael Douglas whatever.
Yeah.
But, like, some of the rom-com storylines, and this was the point of Bill Maher's opening segment, is there, like, okay, no means no is the current political climate. I tend to agree with that. No means no. Don't continue to ask,
okay.
Like...
Oh, okay, this is my thing. Like most words, in most cases, you know, it's not what you say, it's how you say things.
Mm-hmm.
Because we've all seen movies where the girl's like, well, nah.
Yeah, but the guy's really always persistent. Exactly.
And then eventually, like watching a Pepe Le Pew cartoon, the cat just gives in. Like, you know what? Whatever.
See, in reality, it's nothing like that.
I have to say, Pepe, he's a little creepy, man.
And it took me to when I was older to watch that. I was like, they used to let us watch this for hours.
He's like the Weinstein of Looney Tunes.
Yes. He actually painted this one cat and was like, oh, you're a skunk now. Hey, I don't care what you say, you're a skunk now, and I'm just going to chase you the whole cartoon. And eventually the cat just like, you know what, just take me. I'm like, really? This is what we're doing now.
This is what I've been taught.
That's terrible. And that's how Weinstein, you know, he probably grew up watching that.
Yeah.
And
I got you.
My love is like a red rose, and I am a little thorny.
Exactly. But you know what's even worse than that? That I went back and watched again, and it's currently on Netflix, unfortunately. Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
Man.
It's been forever since I've seen it.
Jessica Rabbit.
Man.
Wait, you're telling me you have the hots for a cartoon character?
I'm not. Wait a minute. I'm not bad. I'm just drawn that way. Come on. Come on, dude. Come on. Really? Really? This is what cartoons say now.
When I was growing up, I had a thing for Babs Bunny.
Oh, what? Everybody did.
Man, you watched Space Jam in a whole different
Lola?
Way.
Oh, no, this was Lola? This was like Tiny
Toons. Yeah, Tiny Toons.
Oh,
yeah.
Tiny Toons.
Buster and Babs.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
You know,
I was thinking of Lola and Space Jam.
Lola and Space Jam.
Oh, I've revealed my cards now.
Exactly, and she was horrible, too. You know, she crosses you up and then winks at you. I'm like, oh, yeah, Bugs is done.
My goodness. Done. But talking, like, childhood movies that... As a kid, like, Space Jam was amazing to me.
Little Monsters.
Oh, man.
That was a long
one. And I've gone back to some of them and like, this isn't that good. This isn't that good.
Well, but you know what?
There's some that are, but this is Space Jam is one of them.
Some shows back in the day, watching the endings of them kind of traumatized. Because a lot of shows, I didn't know how they ended until I got older. Like, Alf. I used to love that show.
Yeah.
But... come to find out, the ending was he got caught by the government and got locked up in a lab. I'm like, really?
Wow, that's dirty.
Really?
That's the truth.
He was trying to go home. He was trying to go home like E.T. and the government caught him. And I'm like, really? This is how we end Alf?
Oh, I'm sure they just put him in the bureaucracy somewhere.
I mean, but it leaves you to the imagination. Like, okay, he's going to be poked and prodded for the rest of his life.
Why
couldn't
they give little kids a little hope?
Oh, man.
Instead of just locking him up in the corner.
Oh, man, that was horrible. That's just like, you remember the show Dinosaurs?
Uh-huh.
They used to come on. Yeah, the final episode of that, the Earth is freezing. And they don't know who's going to survive. And, you know, the dad is like, well, you know, dinosaurs have been here for 50 million years. We'll be here 50 million more. Won't we? And then the camera just pans out the window, and I'm like, really?
Oh, no.
What did you do? Go by and watch, like, a whole bunch of 90s TV shows and watch the last episode?
Yes.
Well, and then some movies, if you don't make it all the way through, they're the most depressing things ever. It's like, for instance, It's a Wonderful Life.
Oh, God.
You've never seen It's a Wonderful Life. Well, you should watch it, but... do this for me. I'm going to give a little bit away. It's not going to really spoil it. But there's one scene where George Bailey, he's helped all these people, but he can't stand his life. He wanted to go out and see the world and build bridges and be this great architect. And he's always just been, some reason or another, because he has this big heart and he wants to help people, he's kept in Bedford Falls. And he finally is like, you know, nobody appreciates me. I haven't made that much of a difference because I never got to live out my dreams. So he's become suicidal. And he goes to a bridge and he jumps off. You end the movie there. Most depressing thing ever.
Exactly. But then the angel comes and all this.
Don't completely give it away.
Yeah. Oh, you can, man.
Dude, it's a wonderful life. Yeah. Who has not seen that?
This guy.
Just like a Christmas story. Like, I haven't seen Ralphie that gets the BB gun. I mean,
I've never
seen
liked that movie. Really? I've seen it.
Especially when Ralphie beats up the bully. I'm like, go, Ralphie, go.
I mean, there are good beats in it. There are good moments, but it's like... It's. I think it's a movie that is built up by the fact it's played by TV networks every Christmas.
But you know what? But you had a lot of messed up movies back in the day. My Girl. Movie with Macaulay Culkin.
That was so sad.
I don't remember that one.
Oh, you don't?
No.
No.
I don't think I've seen that
Man, you're rooting for this kid and he gets stung by a bunch of bees and dies.
Yes.
Halfway through the movie.
Anna Chumley plays the girl in the movie. Macaulay and, you know, he finally gets to kiss a girl for the first time and you're like, oh, they're going to make it. Yeah. And he's dead.
First movie that made me cry. That was terrible.
Yes. Oh, for me, Lion King. Like for me, Lion King, they should not have killed Mufasa. That was just wrong.
That's what happens in Disney movies. The parrot dies.
R.I.P. Mufasa, man.
Like Bambi.
Oh, man, that was horrible.
Like there's always a dead parrot.
Oh, wait a minute. There's a
Disney
current movie. What's the movie? Up.
Yeah.
The Disney movie Up. The wife dies in the first 5 minutes. I'm like,
five
really?
Seconds.
Yeah. Really? And he's just alone and bitter.
Then it's always situational. Like, movies where you think it's going to be this happy-go-lucky film, and then other people are, like, really excited for it, and you don't really want to go, but it's date night, and you're like, okay, I'll go to the damn movie with you, and then I'll pay for your ticket and your dinner, because I love you. That's the only reason.
We'll cuddle later.
If that's all you want to, we'll just cuddle.
Dude, I'm just going to be for real.
Yeah.
Because we're on radio, I'm just not going to say it. But we both know why.
What?
We both know why those things happen.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
No, because people love one another. Mm-hmm. They're giving. Selfless. It's agape love.
Live in an idealistic world. Right. I live in the real.
Or a dishonest one. One of the two. Yeah. Anyway, so you go to a movie, and one I remember like this is all the ladies want to see because it's Gerard Butler.
Ooh.
And then there are a few guys who are like, it's Gerard Butler. Did you see him in 300? Those abs weren't CGI.
What,
come on.
What?
So the movie is P.S. I Love You. It looks, the way they marketed the movie is it's like this over-the-top epic rom-com. And so a lot of the guys in high school were dragged to go see it with the girls. And in the first 5 minutes, he dies. And there's a lot of tears in the theater, but you can definitely hear a few dudes going.
Wait a minute. I got another one for you. It was one back in the 90s. It was Mandy Moore when she was at the height of her thing. A Walk to Remember.
Oh, no.
That was horrible.
No, that
was horrible. With her and Shane West.
Don't look at me. I ain't never seen that. It came out in 98, though, I remember.
Yeah. Really? But you've never seen
it? Man. I like movies, but I don't like it.
Now, the whole thing is, you get this nerdy girl who has to tutor this, popular high school football star.
Oh, I can already see what's about to happen.
And then this is the thing. She tells him at the beginning, oh, don't fall in love with me. And he's up there, you know, the ugly duckling? No. Of course, he does, and comes to find out she has cancer.
Oh, I was hoping AIDS.
Yeah.
No, that's the movie and play Rent.
Oh, man.
Have you ever seen Rent?
Uh-uh.
Oh. Really? What were you at in the 90s, dude?
I was watching horror movies.
Yeah. Okay. Well, those are happy.
And then they remade Rent with, like, Rosario Dawson and everybody.
I liked her in that.
Well, you just like Clark's Rosario
too.
Dawson.
I do like Rosario
Clark's
Dawson.
Clerks, too.
Clark Joel.
She's also in the Marvel universe. Luke Cage.
Yeah, she's
Daredevil.
Great.
She's the nurse.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's
okay.
Yeah, and we do mean an actual nurse. Yes.
It's not a euphemism.
Yes. All right.
Can we change the pace a little bit on movies?
Go ahead.
Sure.
Ragnarok.
Thor?
Freaking awesome.
You finally saw it this week.
Don't tell me about it.
Freaking
awesome. I haven't
awesome.
Seen it yet.
So good.
Don't tell me about it.
I had Thor 3 lined up, and then the week after that, I was going to get Justice League.
Yeah.
And I have watched Thor. I watched it like 4 or 5 times, and I watched Justice League. And Justice League made me mad because they tried to hide his mustache, which made him look like he has a hair lip. Okay? So they should have left the super stash alone. Okay? Made me mad.
But Superman can't have facial hair.
It's not like a Chester, like a Chester stash, you know? Mm. It's a good one. Like
well, this is my thing, and the reason that Marvel is killing is because they took a good 5 to 6 years of writing to do the whole things before they even started the first Marvel movie. Like, before Iron Man and all that came out, they had storylined it 5 years.
Yeah, they knew the general arcs, yeah.
Exactly. And see, DC's just coming in midstream like, okay, they're superheroes and they need to be together.
Yeah, they rushed
it. Let's call them Justice League and let's just get it out there. Their most popular character right now is Wonder Woman.
That's because she's a girl.
And it's
Gal Gadot. That's crap, dude.
And from my perspective, it's Gal Gadot.
Yeah, that too.
Girl power, man.
That too. Mm-hmm. She's, God.
Makes me want to join the IDF.
Exactly. Ragnarok.
Funny, isn't it?
Freaking awesome. Hilarious adult humor. It looks like the comic books.
Yeah.
It looks like the comic books.
I watched some behind the scenes. They said that was the first movie they made an effort to do. Almost every shot looks like a panel in a comic.
Did you watch the comics?
Yes.
Or read them.
I've seen the comics. But
How old are you?
I'm 33.
Oh.
Yeah. You make it sound like I'm too young or something.
Man, you look like a baby.
No, but the thing is, as far as like movies that resemble the comics more to me, I like graphic novels. Mm. So you got Sin City.
That was good.
And Watchmen.
Love
classic.
Watchmen too.
Love
yeah, but
Watchmen.
What about Dr. Manhattan in the full frontal?
It's a little much.
Yeah, a little much.
It's like, I'm enjoying this movie. That's way too much, man.
Really? That was the scene that was too much
yes,
for you?
Yes, indeed.
In Watchmen.
Yes.
It wasn't the guy that beat the crap out of the cops.
No, I'm used to the violence.
Yeah, violence is fine.
Or it's not the guy who got his arms chopped off prison.
I expect that in a...
And it wasn't the two superheroes having sex in a flying machine.
That was tasteful.
Oh, that was tasteful?
Yeah.
Next thing you know, she slips on the button and the flamethrower goes
up. I was expecting all of that. I wasn't expecting the big blue D, all right? This movie brought to you in blue D.
We got to hit a quick break.
Fellas, I'm getting sweaty.
This is a fun Friday night.
Well,
listen to the Joey Clark Radio Hour alongside me, Brandon and Seth. Be right back.
Joey Clark.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Attention Montgomery, Prattville and surrounding areas. If you're interested in the deal of a lifetime, don't miss this special event. Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Montgomery and Prattville must sell 100 new cars, or it will literally cost us thousands of dollars. All reasonable offers must be accepted. All trade-ins are welcome in any condition. Scratch, ding, or dented, we'll take it. During Ram Truck Month, get up to $15,000 off every new 2017 Ram 1500 in stock. Plus, with a job bringing home $350 weekly, Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Montgomery and Prattville can get almost anyone approved. All trade-ins are welcome. Quick, easy credit approval. Up to $15,000 off every new 2017 Ram 1500 in stock. This week at Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery and Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville, or online at Brubaker.com.
I'm Dick Brubaker and I approve this ad.
Select new 2017 in stock Ram 1500. All rebates and incentives to dealer negative equity may be applied to new loan offers. Don't combine.
Hey,
Hey, folks, Dave Ramsey here. Creating a stylish, relaxing outdoor retreat for friends and family to enjoy time together can increase the appeal and value of your home. My friends at Southern Homes and Gardens offer many options for outdoor furniture in styles and prices for all budgets. In fact, Southern Homes and Gardens has the largest selection of quality outdoor furniture in the region. I'm talking about handcrafted furniture with rust-free, UV-resistant materials that are durable and timeless designs made to withstand the elements for years. Don't waste your hard-earned money on what's perceived as the lowest price in town, as it will end up costing you more in the long run. Quality outdoor furniture is a smart investment that not only enhances your home's value and curb appeal, but it will give you and your family years of enjoyment. Call 334-387-0440 or southernhomesandgardens.com.
What interest rate would you rather pay on your credit card debt? 17% or less than 6% APR? The answer is obvious, LightStream. Because with LightStream, you may be able to consolidate credit card debt and dramatically cut your interest rate to as low as 5.49% APR with AutoPay. Plus, radio listeners get an additional rate discount. Just go to LightStream.com/news. With average interest rates on credit card debt at 17% APR, LightStream could save you thousands in interest. And because LightStream is a division of SunTrust Bank, one of the nation's largest and strongest financial institutions, you can have complete peace of mind. The application takes just minutes, and there are no fees and no pressure. Just lower rates, one low fixed monthly payment, and huge savings. So if you have good to excellent credit, apply today and get a special interest rate discount when you go to LightStream.com/news. That's LightStream.com/news. LightStream.com/news.
Subject to credit approval. Rates include 0.5% auto pay discount. Available only when you select auto pay prior to loan funding. Terms and conditions supply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit LightStream.com for important information about limits on LightStream loans.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We're looking at a much warmer weekend forecast, but showers and thunderstorms will be around from time to time. That's the trade-off. For tonight and Saturday, the risk of showers and thunderstorms around from time to time. Overnight low in the upper 50s, high on Saturday up to about 77. More scattered showers and thunderstorms at times Saturday night into Sunday, mid-70s on Sunday. I think the rain chances are even a little higher on Sunday night into Monday. Showers and thunderstorms, a couple of those storms could be on the strong side. We'll be watching. Our weather app will keep you up to date on any weather changes over the weekend, plus hourly forecast, 10-day forecast, and interactive radar. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. It has instant notifications for severe weather alerts. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
As requested. No, it's not Johnny Cash.
Or Nine Inch Nails.
This is Sad Kermit.
I hurt myself today.
Man.
To see if I still feel. I focus on the pain. The only thing that's real. The needle.
Oh, wow. Oh, my goodness. Man, this video is not appropriate for radio. Oh, wow. Kermit is laid out.
Man, it's Miss Piggy, man. She did it to him.
Yeah, we were talking about that off air.
Miss Piggy up here thotting it around, man. Messing with Fozzie Bear and them, man. He had it. Yeah. Kermit had enough, man.
Well, and I mentioned to y'all that Miss Piggy, from what I remember of the Muppets, is she was a little sexual assaulty with Kermit.
Well, you have every chick like that in most cartoons. Think about Charlie Brown.
Lucy?
His sister, yes. She was on Linus like,
oh,
we're going to get married. I'm like, really?
No, Linus just wants to play with his blanket.
Exactly. Linus just wants to suck his thumb, be with his blanket, and he's good.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Go after Pen Pal or whatever.
It prepares you in life for the crazy girl.
Oh, yeah.
Because we all need to be prepared for that.
The one girl that meets you and actually likes you.
No, the one that chases you around and won't leave you alone even though you're like, stop.
Mm-hmm. And you don't want to end up like Kermit.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
laid out.
You don't want to be
smacking the arm and strapping it up.
No wonder he's green.
I want to thank Tom because Tom called up off air and he was like, what's this song at the end of Columbiana that Johnny Cash is singing? And it's the song Hurt, originally done by
Nine Inch Nails.
Okay.
And then Johnny Cash redid it.
Incredible version.
Epic.
Yes, yes.
Epic.
Both of them are awesome. I love the Nine.
And it's crazy because he did that just before he died. I think like 3 months after that song premiered, he was dead. And I was like, wow.
No, I think they did it before that. I think it was before then.
No, I'm saying it was before he died, but like 3 months after the song premiered,
he
died. Are you sure he didn't record it after he died?
Really?
Anyway,
really?
Sometimes I ask stupid things,
and I believe.
And then the movie came out, Walked the Line. It was a good time for Reese Witherspoon,
right,
who has disappeared since.
Johnny Cash had a good life, man. He did all kinds of crazy things,
stuff that a lot of us
would never have done.
Exactly. Like I'm waiting for the Elvis life story.
Really?
Well, now, not talking old Elvis. I'm talking young, fierce. I was that guy, Jailhouse Rock Elvis. I was that guy.
You got a little bit of that in Forrest Gump.
I've been thinking about Gump here lately. I don't know why.
Really?
Yeah.
Because life is like a box of chocolates, man. You
never knew what you're going to get.
Just like the show.
Exactly. And see, everybody was in love with Jenny. Everybody had a Jenny in their life.
She so did him dirty.
Going
back.
Yes.
That's what I did. I ain't going to go there.
See, idealist, Joey. Me, realist.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. That's why setting up friends.
See, I'm not.
It's not a good idea.
Well, I'm more disappointed idealist.
No, you can't. You don't know where that was going.
I'm a disappointed idealist, Brandon.
Disappointed?
Yeah. If you scratch a cynic, you'll find a disappointed idealist. And I'm a cynic. I'm the guy who, when I see a flower arrangement, I look for the coffin.
Gotcha.
So I can get a little cynical at times.
Yeah, but see, I can also see you're probably one of those guys on Valentine's Day, you know, go pass a bed of roses.
I've never
and just
had a girlfriend or a date on Valentine's Day.
Smart,
really?
Man.
Thank you, by design.
You know what happens is they get you in the beginning of December, and then they leave you in the beginning of March.
That's not my season.
Well, your season is coming because
summer,
spring,
summertime.
Oh yeah, yeah. Can't wait for the Will Smith.
Yeah, I don't know. Spring. I'm looking forward to it. It's starting to feel a little better outside. We still have a few cold snaps, but how do we get talking about the weather after going off a heroin using Kermit the Frog? My goodness, this show's crazy.
It's still daylight outside.
Exactly. And
yeah,
that's messy.
And it's crazy that you mentioned the weather because, you know, we set our clocks back by the weather and all that stuff and spring forward and all that. Florida was like, you know what? We're done. We're going to do it this time. After that, we're staying in our own time zone.
I'm against
Boom.
Yeah.
I mean, I keep seeing things on Facebook that say that we're going to do it. I do not like it. You know why they do that? Because it's cold, okay? And you're naturally, I think you want to go to bed earlier because it's chilly, you know? And the sun goes down earlier so you don't have to worry about working when it's freaking 10 degrees outside because, right. I mean, it's cold. It hurts.
It hurts.
Your bones?
No, it hurts your skin after you get cold.
Well, you think about this. Everybody in Florida think it's a great idea until that one lady who's, you know what I'm saying, it's 7 or 8 o'clock, but it's pitch black, and it looks like it's midnight outside, has to walk to her car. Yeah.
Well, they set up more street lights.
Really?
It's probably for the partying people, the vacationers, you know, things
like extra hour daylight.
Right.
Makes everything better.
Right.
All the Jersey Shore guys.
Oh, man.
Spray tans.
We got somebody who continues to call in, and I put him on hold, but I'm just going to bring him straight on air. Love News it. Talk, who's this? You're on the air.
I'm on the air?
Yes.
Oh.
I don't have a call screener on my show.
I got you.
What's
have
up,
y'all
man?
Seen the Will Smith movie Bright on Netflix? I was going to get your feedback on that.
Bright?
Yes, I have, and it is great. They're actually already screened to do a part two, but he took time out from filming that to do Bad Boys 3.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes. Another it's a crappy Bad Boys
what,
movie.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Line in the sand, and you just crossed.
We're about to have a fight here.
Yes.
Wait, is Martin Lawrence coming?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah,
but
the movie Bright on Netflix, which is what our caller is talking about, great movie. I would advise anybody to see it. And it's a lot of undertone storylines in that.
Cool.
Oh, yeah.
What'd you think?
I haven't seen it yet. I was wondering about it. So.
Oh, yeah. It's definitely worth the watch, especially on a Friday night like now. It's between that and Jessica Jones season 2. So that's kind of where I'm at right now.
Okay. I haven't seen Jessica Jones yet. I've seen a lot of the Marvel, like,
Netflix
stuff. Hey, thank you for the call. I've seen a lot of the Marvel Netflix stuff, but I'd never gotten to Jessica Jones. Amy and if Page. I don't dive in and do a binge,
What it is, it's a... You can look it up on YouTube. It's a Marvel continuity order.
Yeah.
So, to know what's going on in the rest of the movies and stuff like that, you kind of have to watch those.
Does really the kind of it's more street level is what the Marvel on Netflix
but
is.
It's still
and I know it works in terms of the timeline, but do you really have to watch like Daredevil, Luke Cage in order to understand Infinity War?
Yes,
because really?
All what? Infinity War is going to bring everybody from the Marvel universe.
You're telling me we're going to see Netflix Marvel characters in the Marvel Cinematic Universe?
Yes. And in the comics, if you know the comics, a lot of comic book people out here, if you know the comics, Luke Cage and Iron Fist are part of the new Avengers in the comics.
I did watch some of Iron Fist, and that was a mistake.
Okay. Iron Fist was your exception.
It was terrible.
But you still have the Punisher. You still have Daredevil, like great ones.
Oh, yeah.
And it all funnels into the Defenders, where they all come together.
Yeah, okay. Have you seen the new trailer for Infinity War?
Yes.
Dropped today.
No. Yeah. Thanos.
Oh, Thanos is a bad dude.
He better be.
Why would Captain America just, you know, well, I'm strong enough to punch Thanos. Really? Really, bro? This is what we're doing.
Because he's a symbol of America. We're going to punch whether or not we can hit the target.
And he's getting his hand crushed.
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's just so cool to see in that trailer. It's like
Spider-Man.
There's Spider-Man. There's like Captain America and Bucky getting off their big plane into Wakanda. And there's Black Panther and everybody. It's all coming together. And then to see Iron Man sitting there talking with Star-Lord, Peter Quill, and them going back and forth.
Wow.
Like, oh, this
man,
is so
took
cool.
long enough. Yeah. When they start doing it in like 2000?
Yeah, but like I said before.
2008.
Yeah, the first... Iron Man was 08.
Wow.
And you figure 5 years before that, Marvel had a summer camp type thing where they brought all the writers together and was like, okay, we're going to start doing Marvel movies, but we want them all to tie into each other.
What about the Hulks?
Yeah.
And the Hulks were where Marvel dropped the ball. Not Thor Ragnarok. Hulk was amazing in Thor Ragnarok.
Exactly. Oh, yeah, he was awesome.
Now I'm not even going to say that because the first Hulk sucked, the one with Eric Bannon. But the one with Ed Norton, to me, was an incredible film.
I don't care.
Just doesn't tie into anything.
I don't care how bad these movies suck. I love them. I think they're all great because they're stuff that I used to read as a child pages.
This is my thing. I'm just going to say this. Liv Tyler. Enough said.
Oh, yeah. Well,
enough said.
So you must like Lord of the Rings?
Liv Tyler.
Eowyn. Armageddon. That's all I can think about is Armageddon.
You know.
Oh, that's Armageddon, though. Get out of here, Ben Affleck. Here's the animal cracker going through the mountains into the cavern. Oh, just shut up with your pillow talk on screen, Ben Affleck.
What?
I love that's what you can remember out of it.
Wait a minute, but then you had Independence Day around the same time. It was all these...
Deep Impact?
It was all these... Yo, the world is going to end. It is like the government was trying to tell us something.
Because 1999.
Like, hey, you guys better enjoy this.
Uh-huh.
2000, over.
Oh, man. Oh, and last night, just to let my hair down and relax and have a good laugh, I watched the last WCW Nitro. in the year 1998.
Awesome.
That's the one right after Starrcade where Goldberg's streak was broken in the pay-per-view by a freaking cattle prod. They didn't even do a good match. They had the bad guy come up and cattle prod him. I'm still mad at that.
Well, you got to think of that's just like how Undertaker lost his streak at WrestleMania.
And to Lesnar, yeah. But then Ric Flair at Starrcade got his butt kicked. And so the deal was he has to leave town. He has to leave WCW after he loses at the pay-per-view. But instead, he shows up in, like, street clothes, and he's got, like, all his travel bags around him. And do y'all remember that promo?
I don't.
Oh, my goodness. We don't have enough. I might find it. I might have to find this because it is so good.
And see, to me, like, when you mentioned wrestling promos, the greatest one to me was Invasion. When they had ECW, WCW invade the WWF.
I used to watch ECW.
Oh, man, that was... Yeah. That, to me, had Shane McMahon over ECW, had Stephanie over WCW, and they both tried to take over their father.
All this, I don't deserve it. I got my ass kicked last night.
See, he kicked it last night at Starrcade.
Eric Bischoff did not. No, there was interference.
You know... And Baltimore knows me. Hell, I know Baltimore.
Bars.
Oh, yeah. And women.
I got in the car last night. I went back to the hotel. I called Arn Anderson. I said, Arn, brother, it's over. I got drunk. I woke up today. I said, it's over. I called my wife. She said, get home. It's over. I got on the plane. I sat down. The flight attendant said, what do you want, Mr. Flair? And I said, hell, I want to go to Baltimore. And that's what it is.
Oh, but watch this. He starts taking his clothes off. It's crazy.
Strutter. Wherever you are. And brother, right now, you're the man. I'm asking you and Baltimore, 18,000 strong, and 20 million people out there to hear me out for the very last time. Mean Gene, who made this coat? Hugo Boss, Armani, you said I'm broke. Hell, my life's just starting, Jack.
What is this? Now, you know the sad part is he was old back then.
He's taking all his clothes out of his travel bag.
I travel, you jackass. I'm custom made from head to toe. Have been and always will be. You jackass.
Yelling at Bischoff.
Taking all of his clothes here.
Oh, man.
Shirts, suits,
ties. That's me. I've lived the life of a king because the people have allowed me to.
What is the point?
Whoa. We don't have time to play the rest, but he strips down to his underwear and he starts just doing elbow drops in the center of the... He goes crazy. Freaking hilarious.
That's how you keep your job.
That, steroids and cocaine. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, I told... We had a guy called in last night, gave a story of how he got arrested.
That was awesome. I heard
like,
it.
This guy arrested Ric Flair in Charlotte, North Carolina. Said he was actually the nicest guy. He didn't resist. He was like, okay, I'd... He apparently, like, just assaulted a few people for no reason. So it was like pain pills or steroids or something. I don't know. And then they take him to the sheriff's, like, department. And they said the guy described him as, like, a little black guy who, like, loved Ric Flair, recognizes him. He goes, Rick, runs to hug him. Ric Flair's, nobody touches Ric Flair, picks the guy up in the sheriff's department and body slams him. So he adds another assault charge to his record.
Did he put him in the finger four right there, too? No.
Well, then he was bailed out with, like, cold, hard cash. Well, we're out of time, man.
Oh, okay.
That was fun.